the doors of clay are gonna burst wide open when the angels say, like a mighty eagle, when the hills of hope start calling me, I see love once over yonder.
Be blessed because thankful, Lord, for your faithfulness toward us, Lord. Your love and kindness, Lord, which is beyond measure, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, when we even try to comprehend the measure of your love toward us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, all we can do, Lord, is just humble ourselves, humble our hearts, Lord, and determine, Lord, to walk closer to thee in appreciation for what you have done. Lord, we want to thank you tonight for bringing us into your house, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, for helping us, Lord, to defy, Lord God, our flesh.
Amen.
Lord, we desire to rest, being tired from work and different things. But Lord, our hearts, Lord, constrained us to come and meet
you. Thank you.
So Lord God, we know that when we are here, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, your presence is here. So Lord God, we're looking forward for a refreshing, Lord, in the middle of the week.
Amen.
We're looking forward to you touching our souls, Lord. We're looking forward to you meeting our needs. We know, Lord, even in the few days gone by, there's been testimonies, Lord, you've done good things.
Yes, Lord.
And how we appreciate it, Lord, tonight. We want, Lord God, to forget about the cares of our life, forget about anything, Lord, and just give ourselves over to you, Lord. We want to worship
Lord.
We want to praise you, Lord. We don't look at numbers, Lord God.
Yes,
Father, for you said where two or three are gathered.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You, the main person, Lord. You are all in all. And we thank you, Lord, for being with us here already.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Even in the singing. So
yes,
Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, if there's anyone here with a heavy heart,
grant
Lord,
peace,
with their limbs or physically ill, Lord, or Father, restrained in any way, we're praying that, Lord God, you'd break those shackles.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So that there be a spirit of liberty in
your
house.
Amen. Grant
we want, Lord God, indeed to make a great noise, Lord, unto you.
Amen.
Something which will be pleasant, Lord God, to you.
Amen.
Lord, we want to, Lord God, put such an atmosphere in our worship.
Yes.
That, Lord, when the preaching of the word comes, Lord, you
Amen.
To our souls.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and in that we ask you to be with our brother, Lord.
Amen.
Father, grant him grace and mercy. To put it aside,
Lord.
To speak to us in the preaching of the word.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us now, Lord God. Be with the song leader.
Amen.
Help him, Lord God, to settle himself, Lord God, and just yield himself to you.
Yes,
so that you can use him, Lord. Father, if there's any of your children still on the way, we ask you, give them traveling mercies.
Amen.
Many could not make it tonight, Lord. We are mindful of them. Some are in work, Lord God. We pray you be with them each one.
Amen.
Undertake for us now as we give the service back to thee, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's sing that song. Just that chorus. Let's sing that funeral grace. Amen. Amazing grace. In fact, the anchor holds. I don't know if you see it. Just sing that chorus. Amen. It's good when there's more people playing. Huh? You're the only things here. You say, Lord, bring them. Please, don't bring them. Bring them. And we just do our best where we can, because our mouths worship God. Worship him from where you are, because he wants to hear your worship. Amen. Like a
I have fallen on my
Thank you.
to say, you meet me there. That place, the secret is.
Give you honor, I give you praise. Sober, be vigilant, because your adversary,
Hallelujah.
The devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Matthew 16. I'm wearing a borrowed tie and a borrowed jacket. That's how much trouble the devil can raise.
Borrowed tie.
Matthew chapter 16. Verse 17. And we are all very familiar with this portion of scripture.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, and I say also unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church,
Amen.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
I will just repeat that section.
Amen.
And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
And I want to emphasize the following part there. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for your grace and your mercy.
Amen.
You have kept us through the week since we were here last Sunday. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are so thankful that you are so careful over us. Father.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Every little thing, you have your hand in it, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Direct our paths, Lord, to direct our steps. And you have led them tonight into your house.
Yes. Thank
you. Thank you for that, Lord. And I'm praying, Lord, that you would bless your people tonight.
Amen.
Lord, these few broken up words, Lord, Father, let it not be human effort.
Mm-hmm.
But I pray, Lord, that you would help us, Father,
tonight.
Hallelujah.
Look into your word, for the enemy is a roaring lion.
Mm.
Lord, he's looking whom he might devour, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we cannot afford in this day and age to relax in any area.
Hallelujah.
Because he will pounce on us before we know,
Amen.
Lord. So help us tonight, Father, that his tactics may be revealed. And, Lord,
Amen.
The areas that many times we could neglect as believers, Help us, Father, to look into them.
Help
that, Father, we may stand upon your word
yes.
to resist the enemy.
Amen.
Bless them, Father, your people as they hear the word. Lord, help me also tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Thou knowest what I have had to go through, Lord, to be
Grant
here
you
tonight.
Me.
But I'm
Amen.
Thankful that I'm here anyhow.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
Have promised, Lord, Father, to
Thank
keep
you.
Watch over us, Lord.
Thank you.
To see your promises being fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
Bless us now, Lord, as we commit those that are not here into your hands. May you bless them also, Lord.
Yes.
Until we meet together with them, we commit this word now.
Hallelujah.
To your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall thou do these 6 days. Amen.
I love reading in the Old Testament because it's got a lot of shadows and types of the things that we go through.
Amen.
The Bible says it in the New Testament that the Old Testament stories, they are there for our benefit.
Amen.
They are a shadow and a type of the things that we go through. And that really makes me happy. Because if God knew the end from the beginning, he has to if he is God. And because he knew the end from the beginning for all his children, he made things to happen in the Old Testament and to be recorded. Every one of those things that were recorded, because they will be sufficient for us.
Amen.
He didn't want us to miss it. And he had to have everything that will ever play out in your life played out in the Old Testament.
Amen.
As a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So now what is going on now is a reality of exactly what happened in the Old Testament as a
Amen.
Shadow.
That's
so
right.
Many times when I'm going through some difficult times or whatever times, whatever trial the enemy can throw my way, the most comfort I have found is to go into the Old Testament. And look for a situation exactly as I am going through.
Amen.
And it shows me where I am, how it came about, and how it will end.
Amen.
And God always has given me faith to know that no matter how hard the trial is going to get, at some point things are going to start changing.
Right.
So
Amen.
I love to go into the Old Testament and look at these things, these foreshadows, and see how things will come. Everything, even the rapture that we're expecting, you find it there. That's
right.
How much our Father loves us. But this Bible had to be recorded for you and for me. So we want to look today at this little story of Jericho. We all know what had happened there for the people, the children of Israel, to come to the place where they were standing. And they were standing before the city of Jericho. And they had just crossed the river Jordan at this point. And they were standing there because Jericho was in the way of the promise. They were going to the promised land. But this city was in the way and they had to pass through. So this was a believer walking towards the promise of God. And I want to say to you tonight that
every promise that God has made in the Bible to his children, you are an heir to it. The promise.
Amen.
He says, if you are a child of Abraham, every promise that God has made to the children of Abraham, you have a right to claim it.
Amen.
If you are standing on the same condition as Abraham was
standing.
Amen.
So here was the children of Israel standing at a place where they want to go and inherit the promise.
Mm.
And they find a city. And the thing I want you to notice here is what the Bible says in verse 1.
Amen.
I was reading in a different Bible today. I'm not sure what version it is. I kind of brought it up, and then I had these different versions of the Bible. And I thought I was reading in the King James Version. But somehow I could see it's not the King James Version.
Mm.
But in that Bible it says, now Jericho's gates were straightly shut up.
Mm.
Mm.
In King James it says, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel.
Yes, right.
Nobody was going in to the city. Nobody was going out of the city.
Mm.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho.
Amen.
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 To be amazing.
Amen.
So here was Joshua and all the people of Israel. They are on their journey to the promised land. They come to a city. They don't even possess any of it yet.
That's right.
That's
they're
right.
Just standing there, and the Lord comes and says, see, look, look.
Hallelujah.
I have given you Jericho.
Hallelujah.
It's in your hands.
Amen.
Now, what did Joshua have to do to take Jericho?
Mm.
If we were to do a little bit of Sunday school.
What
Amen. Did Joshua have to do? He just yes, James. What is that? Just to obey exactly what God had told you.
That's right.
I have given you Jericho.
Amen.
All you have to do, see, I have given into your hand Jericho, not only Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, and all you men of war, go round about the city once, thus shalt thou do 6 days.
Amen.
So Joshua was standing before a city, and it was a massive fortified city, but it was completely in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Without having to do anything. The city, the people, the king, everything in the city, it says, they were struck with fear when they heard the report of what God had done.
Mm.
And this whole city was in the hands of Joshua. Mm. And all Joshua had to do to claim the promise was to obey what God had said to him.
Amen.
March around the city once,
every
day for 6 days. On the seventh day, do it so many times and then shout.
Mm.
And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. The children sing that song. But it's such an amazing thing that all Joshua had to do was to stand on the word that God had said.
Amen.
And see this thing come to pass, that Jericho,
Amen.
I have given it into your hands. It's yours.
Amen.
So we as believers, we have so many promises that the Lord has given unto us.
That's right.
Because you are a child of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Because you are an heir of Abraham. There's promises that God has given.
Mm-hmm.
And we are heir to them. Now, let's read one of them, just Genesis 22, verse 15 to 17, please. Genesis 22, 15 to 17. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son.
Amen.
Next. That in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
Amen.
So, the place we read in Joshua chapter 6 was a direct fulfillment of this verse.
That's right.
It was a promise that God made to Abraham that thy seed shall possess, which is what I want to speak about tonight.
Amen.
That the seed of God
the seed of Abraham, you and me, we shall possess the gate of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, we are possessing the gates of the enemy.
That's right.
Amen. Because the prophet says that when Abraham was in the staying in the desert, and Lot had chosen to go to Sodom, Abraham was a possessor of all that land.
Amen.
Right.
Even though he had nothing, in the eyes of the people in those days, they would have looked at Abraham as sheepherder and considered him to be a nobody.
Mm.
Just as much as they would look at you tonight and consider you to be a nobody.
Mm.
Yet Abraham, in that very day, was a possessor of
Palestine.
It was his promised land.
Amen.
Just as you and me today, we are sitting here, and
that's
people
right.
will come and look over, and maybe even look down upon us.
That's right.
But you and me today, we are possessors of
Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
That's in the message, possessing
that's right.
The gates. That's right. Russia and America, they fight over it and chew over it and what. We are the possessors of all this.
Amen.
The Bible says the meek shall inherit.
That's right. Ours.
Amen. Because it belongs to our father.
That's right.
You know a father that is a millionaire and he has sons and he gives inheritance to his sons.
Mm.
No matter what that son may think, but the inheritance belongs to him.
That's right.
It's his. So this here is a promise that God had made to Abraham.
Amen.
That thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy.
Mm.
Abraham might even have had room to think twice about this promise because it didn't say you will possess.
Mm.
It says thy seed. And Joshua stood on that promise that the promise is to me. I am a seed
right.
of Abraham.
Amen.
Before that he had stood before Jordan. And it opened the river like this. And they walked past because he knew he possessed the gates of the river.
Amen.
And it opened and they walked past and now they stood before a city, and God gave them the city.
Amen.
Because they were possessors of that land. You know?
That's right.
So even Abraham, even though the promise said, thy seed, yet Abraham believed this promise. He so believed it that when the word came to Abraham and said, your nephew Lot has been taken with his family, what did Abraham do?
Mm.
Just with 300 something men.
Hmm.
He was standing on the promise of the word of God.
Amen.
That you are the possessor
that's
of
right.
that land and everything in
it.
Amen.
He knew even those kings he could possess their armies.
That's right.
He had only 300 something men, yet Abraham followed after four kings.
Amen.
Amen.
And he slaughtered all of them and redeemed his nephew Lot.
Amen.
That's how much the promise was to Abraham.
Mm.
But as we saw last time, God is obligated. He is duty bound to you just as much as
Amen.
He was to
Amen.
Abraham.
Amen.
Right? Because you are a seed of Abraham.
Amen.
So what could really happen tonight if you could believe these promises?
Mm.
If you could stand like Joshua did and just stand on the promise of God and say, I'll follow it as God has said. And just do like Joshua did. Joshua didn't have to crack his head.
That's
he just
right.
had to follow and obey.
Amen.
And the promise came to pass.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So that's exactly what you and me are faced with. That we are possessors of the promises of God.
Mm.
But many, many times, we don't see these things come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Amen.
Because there's somebody bluffing us.
Mm. Mm.
There's a bluff that the devil pulls to make you think that you are not a possessor. And then he displaces you from your possession.
That's right.
But this possession that God has given you, Jesus Christ had to die on a cross for you and for me to possess
Amen.
What
thank
God
you.
Has
thank
promised
you.
To us.
Amen.
Somebody had to die.
Thank
That's
you.
Not
Amen.
A small thing for someone.
Thank you, Lord.
He had, and it wasn't just somebody like you and me, a sinner born in iniquity and things like that. The King of Glory himself
Amen.
Had to condescend from heaven and come down here and die on a cross.
Yes,
and it wasn't a death that is dignified or anything. It was a death that was looked down upon, reserved for criminals. And yet the King of Glory had to die on that cross. Why? To bring to you today salvation.
Amen.
To bring to you today the rapture.
It's a promise for the believer.
Amen.
But we fall in the trap as believers many times of looking at those big things. Yet, there's even things that are closer, much, much closer to us here, that God has had to die for.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God never intended for it that a brother should never have joy and peace. Where does that come from?
That's right.
Joy and peace are two of the nine spiritual fruits, you know, of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Right.
So how come it is that I find it, the devil is very cunning. How come it is that a brother or sister can come to church and sit and not have joy to serve the Lord? The Bible says, "Rejoice in the word in the Lord always." Again, I say,
"Rejoice."
So how can you come into the house of the Lord and have no joy? Yet you are a son or a daughter of Abraham.
Help us.
Somebody is bluffing you.
Amen.
Somebody is
right.
Is stealing from you your possession. And if you just let him, it's not that he's interested in giving you something good down the way.
No.
If you just open a little gate for the enemy, he will come in like a flood, the Bible says. And if you are not careful and say, the next thing, he pushes you out, separates you from the brethren, and then pounds on you. But tonight, we just want to look at how did Joshua do this? How did Joshua do this, and how can we apply it in our lives?
Amen.
Because we too are on the march.
That's right.
We are going somewhere.
That's right.
To possess our God-given joy. We want to possess our God-given peace.
That's
just
right.
Peace.
Amen.
Just to be happy serving the Lord. Just to go home and sleep tonight peacefully.
Amen.
Just to wake up tomorrow, just to be so happy that you are alive.
Oh, that's
hallelujah.
Right.
Why can't we have that?
That's right.
Just to serve the Lord, no matter how simple it may be.
Amen.
But the devil wants to take away the joy of it. And then the next thing, it can lead you to depression. So we want to go ahead and continue to look on this one here. To see, how did Joshua possess the gates of the enemy? And I'm sure we've already spoken about it.
Amen.
But let's go on a little bit.
Amen.
So we are saying here that the promises that God gave to us, they are not only promises of things that we can see with our eyes. Thank you, Lord, for a son. Thank you for
hallelujah.
Children. Thank you for a car. Thank you for a house that I could live in. Thank you for helping us in our finances. These are things that we can see with our eyes. But there's also unseen things.
That's right.
They are just as valid as the seen things. Because what is the... Anybody can have a car.
That's right.
Maybe even better cars. Anybody can have a house. Even better houses and better jobs. But there are things that God has promised us.
Hallelujah.
I want to read for you a verse.
Amen.
We can find it.
Amen.
Could you put for me? I think it must be the first. The prophet in the message possessing all things, he says in the second one then, oh, how I like that. Believers promise. You say, what's that got to do with us? To every believer, the believer's promises is eternal life.
Amen.
The believer's promises is life, it's joy, it's peace,
hallelujah.
Suffering, gentleness, patience, fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Divine healing, a dozen things I got brought down here nearly. That is your possession. It belongs to you.
Thank you, Lord.
But you cannot have it until you fight for it.
Amen.
It's yours.
Amen.
Everything that sin, every temporal thing that sin belongs to me. God gave it to me because through Christ he gave it to me, and things unseen belongs to me. Amen. I like that.
Amen.
You know? So that's what we are saying, that every promise of God belongs to you.
Amen.
But it belongs to you, but you cannot have it until you have to fight for it.
Amen.
Just as much as Joshua.
He could not possess until he had to fight. Mm. And what kind of fighting did Joshua have to do to possess Jericho? Mm. Oh, I think that's up there as well as Abraham. What did he have to do first, Abraham, in order to do this, to possess? He had to lay his faith upon the solid rock foundation of God's promised word.
Amen.
And that's where the devil gets us many times. Mm. Is that these things belong to us as believers. Mm. These things are promised to us, and Jesus Christ had to die for these things. Mm. But what do we do when we approach the promises of God? We stand on the word of God, but we also have a backup plan.
That's right.
Just like that man in South Africa. Mm. He was taking an idol, and he was asked about it. He said, it's what, Umoya or something. Mm. And he said, no, if the Holy Spirit fails, then Umoya will not fail or something. That's exactly what we do us as believers.
Yes, sir.
We approach God's promise that the Lord is going to provide for me. Mm. Because he promised that he'll provide for me. But just in case things don't work, I'm going to ring maybe Brother Eli could assist me. Well, maybe God will use Brother Eli to assist you. But if you stand on the promises of God, unadulterated word of God,
amen,
then you will see the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ speaks of the mustard seed.
That's right.
That's right.
If you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. Now, many times we look at a mustard seed and say, well, what is he referring to? Because the mustard seed is the smallest seed that you can ever find. So we will think that if you have even just small little faith, you can say to this mountain. But I would like to think that when he says, if you have the faith like a mustard seed, a mustard seed, they haven't been able to hybrid it or anything.
That's right.
It's pure unadulterated. It's so small, they can't put these other vitamins and what. It's so small and so pure.
Amen.
Right. And if you have faith like that, the Bible says that a double-minded person,
that's right,
double-minded,
amen,
concerning the promises of God. Mm. When you are approaching God and you have another mind, a second one, a double one, to the one that you are trying to stand on. If I can find just another part there, if you could allow me to
finish. Amen.
Amen.
See, I need to fight with the devil today to come here. And everything seems to be not in the place of friendship in my course. So that I don't mix them. We don't teach you these things, brother. And so. Why we are not at home.
Amen.
You come in and listen a while. Mm-hmm. Because we want to take our time and lay that word out so close.
Glory.
The devil won't even have one little speck of room to ever move.
Amen.
If you lay it so close that the devil won't even have one speck of room to ever move. And then when you let your faith run out its end, till you begin to believe, then let your subconscious go to acting, then the faith of God will back down. Then you go right on out. Because your faith won't do too much, your subconscious has to move in the direction that your faith is moving. But if in your subconscious you have a backup plan to ring brother so and so, but your faith is trying to rest on the word of God, it will not do it, the prophet says.
Right.
Yeah? Your subconscious has to move in the direction that your faith is moving. And then God's faith moves in behind and confirms it all.
Amen. See?
But it's your faith. Yes. Oh, yes, I got it right now, that somebody said. Mm. And then your subconscious rowing back here say, I wonder if it will work for you. That's a double hand.
That's right.
I've got it. But your subconscious is saying something else. That's a job. It won't do it. So we want this to be a real healing service. And before I get anyone into the rooms and so forth, so
If you can get your subconscious to line up, if you cannot have a double mind at all, and stand on the word of God, that's exactly what Abraham did. That's exactly what Joshua did. He stood on the word of God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And when he did that, then God went to acting and fulfilled the promise.
Mm.
So we want to change a little bit about what we are talking about. But if you can hold the things that we just spoke about.
Amen.
Because I want to say something. You come in and listen a while. Because we want to take our time and lay that word out so close that the devil won't even have one little speck of room to ever move.
Amen.
Then when you let your faith run out its end, till you begin to believe, then let your subconscious go to it.
Hallelujah.
Because your faith won't do too much. Your subconscious has to move in the direction that your faith is moving.
Mm.
So the prophet here speaks of subconscious. I suppose this brings us to the makeup of a human being.
Mm.
This is what I would like to speak about, if the Lord would allow us tonight for the next few minutes. We won't edit it.
Amen.
The prophet here speaks of your subconscious, speaks of your faith. And we are faced again with those three cycles that I think we are all very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Of the human makeup of how we are made.
Mm. Amen.
That we have this body that we can all see.
Sure.
And we have a spirit.
Sure.
And what did God do? He made a man and gave him senses that he could use to contact the earth, to contact his home, to enjoy it, to be happy while walking in the place that God has given you to stay in.
Mm.
But inside there is a soul that we all know, that the Lord speaks to us through that. Because there's only one gate, as you saw very well, others who can teach it better than me. But the way I would like for you to visualize it tonight is that I didn't draw the circle. I didn't draw the three circles. But we have three circles here.
Mm-hmm.
The first outer circle is the body.
Mm-hmm.
This body has got five senses.
Mm-hmm.
See, taste, smell, and so forth. The inner one, too, it also has five senses,
mm-hmm.
which we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
These are like your memory, your imagination, your affections, and your conscience, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, of course, the inner one, which is the soul, and there's only one gateway to the soul.
Sure.
Now, if you look at the way the human body is designed in that sense, when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, Adam could commune with God. He could talk with God. God could come and tell him and see and how was your day and so forth. But we know the story of what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
That through deception, the enemy came in and took over the position that was Adam's.
Yes.
And the prophet says that the devil chose the mind as the battleground.
Sure.
And ever since that time, the battle has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does the devil get to us many times?
Mm.
I think if you could find this. Starts with it's Jairus and Divine Relief. Yes. You know, I've often thought back here is the spirit of a man.
Hmm.
The next is his soul. The next is his mind, and then his flesh. You know that was before he had lined up correctly, but the concept is the same anyhow. All right. Satan does not tempt down in here, in the soul. He tempts out here in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, for example, You are going down the street tomorrow. You are walking along singing Christian songs. And somebody says to you, you know, she or he is just a hypocrite talking about you. And there's nothing. Now here's the prophet explaining how the devil is.
Right.
Now the first thing when somebody says that to you, your flesh picks it up in the ear. So one of your senses hears what has just been said about you.
Wow.
And it suggests to the mind, get even with him. Because he said something wrong to you. About something, whatever about you, that you are a hypocrite. So you pick it up with your mind, and it says, it suggests you pick it up with your ear, and it suggests to the mind, get even with him. By the time it gets here to the soul, he says, this back here says, in the soul it says, vengeance is mine.
Amen.
Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will repent. So that's it. So to me, when I read that, that's amazing.
Amen.
This here shows us some of the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we are not ignorant of his devices.
Amen.
If we are to know our enemy and we are to withstand him, then we have to know how he works many times against us.
That's right.
Because if you just leave it to yourself, he will work against you.
That's right.
Perhaps maybe somebody could come up here and say something again. Even right in church, somebody could say something. And you think it's about me. Why you have picked it up with your ear, and it has gone to your mind.
Sure.
And then your mind suggests, this is about you. Now, before you can do anything, it has to go and run it by the soul first. And the soul can only either accept or deny. So here is this sister walking down the street, and somebody says there's nothing to it. It's just a hypocrite. Yeah? And she picks it up with the ear, it goes to the mind, and in the and then it's sent to the soul to make a decision whether to accept that, what the mind has suggested, or not accept it. And then the soul, when it gets there, it finds there's a good nature in there. There's a nature that feeds on the word of God.
Amen.
There's a nature that can only say amen to the word of God.
Amen.
There's a nature that can only accept the promises of God. And that nature says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will repay. So what does the mind, the soul does? It refuses what the mind is suggesting to get even with this person. And then you just continue on singing your songs and you go.
Amen.
It doesn't affect your joy. It doesn't take away your peace. But what if it gets in there into the soul and it finds there's nothing there? Yes, get even with him. You see where trouble comes. It's when there's nothing in there to defend.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The second example. A young man going down the street. A young Christian. And a young lady coming immorally dressed. The eye picks it up. So we have looked at the ear. Now we are looking at the eye.
Right.
It picks it up. The flesh suggests to the mind to do evil, lust.
Right.
By the time, then time it gets to the mind, goes to the soul, the nature is good in the soul. Because when you are born again, you get a new nature.
Amen.
A nature that eats only the word of God.
Right.
So when the mind suggests to eat something which is not the word of God, to lust after somebody, but then your nature is good because of the new man. What does it say? The soul of the man is the nature of the soul of the spirit of possession. So when the soul gets there, the spirit says, whoever looketh upon a woman to lust has committed adultery in his heart. And it causes the young man to turn his head. But if there's nothing in there, there's nothing to cause the young man to. You might even know the word intellectually in his mind, but it's not in the soul.
Amen.
So it doesn't cause the boy to turn his head. So why am I speaking about these things? It's because our adversary, the enemy, the devil, he has used the same tactics and he continues to use the same tactics against us to try and take away from us what is ours. Because we have made it sometimes. And we remember the things that we did before. And many times he uses those things. Because when you get born again, you get a new nature. But you still retain the same eyes. You still live in the same body. And it's not yet redeemed. And you still have the same memory.
That's right.
Only your desires have been changed.
That's right.
So now the enemy, he uses that tactic. Somebody can say something. Or even a thought can be read, or something can be said or done in a certain way that brings to your remembrance something that has happened in the past. And if you are not careful, and if you are not you have put everything under the blood. You have done everything as a son or daughter of God to repent. And you have done everything to obey the word of God up to that point. But still you find somebody in that state would come to church without joy in there. Without peace. They just can't rejoice. And you wonder why. Many times that's the tactic of the enemy. To steal away your joy. They are going to come and remind you of things that you have already put under the blood long time ago. But the thing to do is to do exactly what Joshua did.
Amen.
Because Joshua believed on the word of God.
Amen.
He believed on the promise, and that's all he did.
Amen.
He never had to let the devil shake him or move him a little bit. He stood exactly on that promise, and that's all he had to do.
Amen.
And for you and for me, joy and peace are our inheritance.
Amen.
They are
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Promise from God.
That's right.
Amen.
And when the enemy tries to come in to steal them away, we have to stand our ground.
Amen.
That's all we have. It doesn't matter what we are facing. It doesn't matter who says what they say. Don't accept it. Just refuse. If the devil is, if some, a postman comes, the prophet says, with a box of snakes addressed to you, you don't accept them.
That's right.
So you don't also accept when anything comes and tries to steal away from your joy. Anything comes and tries to steal away, you just stand on the word of God.
Amen.
So if you look at Joshua, Joshua, when he stood on the word of God, the word, the Bible in the book of, in chapter 6 of Joshua says that, I have given into thine hand Jericho. And I like to look at our human maker as a city, so to speak.
That's right.
That you are sitting there in the soil, and there's all these gates from there down there. There's the gates the spirit, there's the gates to the body, and there's the one gate to the soul. And the enemy is trying to come and possess every one of those gates. And he has access to these 10 outside ones. And if they are not, if you are not possessing your own gates, and they are under the influence of the enemy, he can really do a lot of damage. But you and me, the promise is, you will possess the gate of
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Now, of course,
Amen.
I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me. Because the prophet speaks and he says, the greatest imperfect strength by perfect weakness. The greatest enemy I got is William Branham.
That's right.
He's the one that gets in God's way. He's the one that gets lazy. He's the one that gets to a place sometimes where he thinks he can do something about it. And when he does, that shocks God right out of the picture. But when I can get rid of that guy, when I can get to a place that is out of the way, then God can come over and do things that William Branham knows nothing about.
Amen.
So if your greatest enemy is yourself, and there's a promise to possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when the devil came in the Garden of Eden and did what he did and dislodged Abraham and Eve, in a sense, he conquered their gates. These 10 ones that we are given to contact this earthly home, he conquered. But ever since there has been a second Abraham, who has brought us back so that we could possess again our inheritance. Why should you continue to have one of your senses possessed by the enemy? We must be possessors of the gates that God has given us.
Amen.
We must be possessors of everyone. They must be in subjection.
Amen.
That when one of them tries to bring something that is contrary to the word, and it runs up and runs by the word of God, and it doesn't line up with the word of God, then refuse.
Amen.
And have it in complete subjection.
Amen.
Even when you feel that I'm tired today, oh, I've had such a great trial, I think I will stream. And it gets to the soul. And it hears the word of God in there says that thou shalt not forsake the assembly of the saints.
Amen.
Quickly get that body into subjection.
Hallelujah.
Possess it. Get up and go to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
No matter what it is. I like the little story of the three Hebrew boys.
That's right.
Because these boys were standing on the promise of God. They were the children of Abraham. They were his seed. And the enemy came with a threat that if you don't do this, bow down to this idol into the fire. That didn't bother them. Because the word of God had said, you shall have no other gods. So they just stood on that gate of that promise. And by the end of the story, they possessed the gates of fire.
Amen.
Even their own enemies were killed by that fire.
That's right.
But at the end, that fire didn't do anything to them. It only set them free, I think. A few weeks ago. It set them free because they were bound and everything, and they got in there, they got to rejoicing. Even in the midst of a fire, they were rejoicing. And it only set them free, and it's a testimony that we read today. And it's another foreshadow of the things that we will go through, you and me, in our lives. You find a believer that doesn't even have a trial going on in their life. And they have no joy, no peace. The devil has done stolen it from them.
That's right.
But the prophet says, you have a right tonight
to
walk up to the devil and take him.
Amen.
He says, you have a right. I think I have a court here somewhere.
Amen.
I think God, it says possessing all things, and it says yet Abraham had a right to possess. Yet Abraham had a right to the promise. And the promise was his. Yet he had to fight to possess it. Amen. There you are, the believer today. Yet we are heir to all things.
Amen.
Yet we are heir to every spiritual blessing. Every physical blessing,
amen.
Every blessing the Bible promises,
amen.
Yet you have to fight for every inch of it. That's the way God gets it set up. It's always been that way. You have to fight to possess what you know is your own. You have to fight to possess it, and that's what we have to do now. You say, Brother Branham, I need healing. The promise is yours. So anything else that you have need of, you can put it in there.
Amen.
And that promise is yours. But if you ever get it, you ain't going to get it easy. Because there's going to be somebody fighting you every turn of the way when you try to stand on the promise.
Right.
But all you got to do is to fight by standing also on the promise.
Amen.
Just stand on it.
Amen.
And you say, I'm going to tell you that. You are going to have to take it away from Satan. Satan captures your health. You've got a right to go to Satan and say, give it back.
Amen.
Hand it over.
Amen.
I come in the name of the Lord,
yes,
the possessor of heavens and earth, and I'm his heir. Give it back.
Amen.
That's right.
And it works for more than that.
Mm.
It says, you took my child. You got him mixed up with the wrong boy. You took my boy and mixed up with the wrong girl. I claim
them. Amen.
I claim my children. I claim my brother, my sister. Yes, Satan, you have took them from the house of God, coaxed them out there, but I'm coming after them. In another court, in the same message, he says, in other words, if I would apply it today, I think you'll find it there as well. The church could say, Lord God, here's my brother. He's lying here stricken with cancer. He's stricken with tuberculosis. He's got so and so. I liked that part and I highlighted it. Because if he had only mentioned tuberculosis and cancer, we could restrict ourselves. But he said he's got so and so. He's got sadness. If you see me sad, pray for me.
Amen.
Because it's not of God. It's not a manifestation of heaven.
That's right.
It's a manifestation of Cain. He was the first one in the Bible, you find. And that thing led him to murder. So when you see somebody's got something, and it's not a manifestation of heaven, you have every right to that. To pray.
Amen.
You have every right to claim it if it is you. Why would you go home and be very sad and not serve the Lord? But I would like to be happy serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to think of my children and some joy wells up from within me to say, oh,
hallelujah.
I can't wait to get home.
Amen.
With all their mistakes, but I must have joy. Because Jesus Christ died for it that I could have joy.
Amen.
I must have peace. I want to go home and sleep in peace.
Amen.
No matter what they can do to me at work, it doesn't affect me inside. Just as those Hebrew boys. The fire was hit 7 times, but it did not affect their joy.
Amen.
They walked into it singing and praising the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord delivered them.
Yeah.
The same place that they stood on the word of God, if you stand on the same place tonight, I am telling you, it's unlimited what God can do.
Hallelujah.
It's unlimited the things that the enemy has stolen from you. Where you are living way under your privileges, it's unlimited the amount of restoration God can do for you.
Amen.
I'm thankful to God because he's done so much for me, even just today.
Amen.
Even for me to stand here, I'm so thankful.
Amen.
Amen.
I never had such trouble. This job I work, I like it so much, but today it was never the same like before. The amount of trouble I had to go through, even the printer backslid on, everything was just working in a way for me not to.
Hallelujah.
Be. And I was given a project and told, we need it today. I never worked so hard. It took me 5.5 hours to complete. But all the time I could see this is Pharaoh. This is the devil. He wants to take my joy. He wants to take away from what God has given me. I'm going to put on my music.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to rejoice anyhow.
Amen.
I get in the car, I try to start it, it refuses to start. All the kinds of alarms I've never seen on that car came today. The brake system is locked. You need to refuel, and it's got a full tank. This is, and then everything went tick, tick, tick. I was supposed to quickly become afraid. But I knew it. I said, I am a possessor of God. By my God, who I know I possess all things.
Amen.
And
amen.
I came with that car today.
Amen.
I was going to go to church.
That's
right.
And I got in, I tried again, I got out, I started singing. Said, I'm a possessor. Know what the song said. It was about possessing. I went inside, I came back with another guy, he put his jumplets on his car. And he said, ha, I never drive to work. Today I drove to work. And he says, do you have jumplets? I said, yeah. And I got them by God's grace yesterday. And he says, ha, and I also have jumplets. I got them yesterday. God was determined that I make.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
even
amen.
Though the enemy tried to fight every side.
Oh, yes.
But today I came in.
Amen.
And I am standing here for the glory of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
He put his jumplets on his car, he put on mine, tried to start it. It was draining his battery. And I was like, what's going to happen now? But brother, in the end, it was God's glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The car started and it drove me all the way to
God.
Even yesterday, the enemy, I was trying to tell Brother David of what happened yesterday. That we were trying to do something for the glory of the Lord. Just to serve him because we love him. We so much have joy in serving the Lord that whatever God wants, we want to give it.
Right.
With joy in our hearts. And we had done this thing, put some money together, bought a car and tried to sell it so that we could make a profit. And build a new church or something. And sure, this brother here, he tried his best to sell that car for us. And some people contacted him and contacted me and said, we want to buy the car. And so the car was at Brother Shelton's house. And I rang Brother Shelton, people want to see the car at 3. He said, let's meet lunch hour, I'll give you the keys, and then I have to go back to work. And I went to Brother Shelton's house, he gave me the keys, and these people were saying, do you have 2 keys for the car? Because we've been looking for a car like this, but everybody has only 1 key. So you have to show us 2 keys. I said, well, fine. And they came. And then they rang, I was in Brother Shelton's house, I came out, I saw them. And they were looking at the car, oh, it's nice and clean. So I opened the car, and he said, can I see the keys? There were 3 of them. So I gave the keys to this guy to look at them. And then this one started to talk to me. He distracted my attention. Well, I wasn't thinking they would do anything. So he got into the car and started it. So quickly I went to open the door to get in the car. He said, no, you don't have to go in. I'm just moving it out of the parking so that we can look at it properly. Okay. So I closed the door. And the guy drove off. I was like, to the other guy, what is your brother doing? He said, no, he's just coming back. So he went and he went around the corner and he was out of my sight for 3-4 minutes. Then he came back. And I was like, this is strange. But I was happy that he's back. So we continued talking. I said, can I show you the engine? They said, no, it's okay. Which was strange. But anyway, after a little while, they said, yeah, we want the car. The other 2 guys got in the car. We want the car. I said, well, how much do you want to offer? You know? He said, well, how much is it? I said, 11,000. So we negotiated, it came to 11,500. And then he said, look, I have to go and look at another car. Then I'll make up my mind, but I think I like this car. I said, okay. So he got in the car and they went. So I got in our car, I turned it off, they left it on, turned it off, I look at my 2 keys, I really didn't look, but I just was subconsciously knowing that there's 2 keys there. And I closed the door of the car, locked it, took everything back into Brother Shelton's house, locked his house, got in my car, I was with Adasa. And we went home, I was listening to a message. But somehow, I became very uneasy. There was something in my heart telling me something is wrong. And no matter how much I tried to listen to a message in the car, I couldn't get my mind to be still enough to hear what the prophet was saying. So in the end, I was like, something is wrong. What's going on? So I turned off the message, and I started to talk to Adasa at the backseat. Then I thought, let me go to the beach, maybe just look at the sea, how calm it is. Maybe I'll know what's wrong. But then I missed the turn to the beach. So I took Adasa home and I said, I'm going to get Hannah. So I went to get Hannah and I brought her back. I went upstairs to pray. Because I knew something was wrong. I knew I had to go back to Brother Sheldon's house. And I went upstairs and I prayed. I said, Lord, we are trying to do something for you. And this enemy has come to steal. Because at that point now I was convinced the enemy has come to steal. I wasn't sure what these guys had done, but I knew they'd come to steal something. So I prayed, I committed it into the Lord, and there was peace in my heart from that moment. I just knew when I get to Brother Shelton, there was not a single doubt in my heart that I'll see the car there. So I got in the car, I drove to Brother Shelton's car, and I saw it. Now, I said, I'm still going to go back in the house to look at the keys. And I went in and I took the keys and I looked sure. One of them wasn't our key. These guys had switched one of the keys. They were intending to come back and steal the car. But praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
He really protected our inheritance. Because now I came out, I tested one of the keys wasn't working. The other was working. And I said, okay, I better take this car to my house now. So I came out of the car. I drove mine and parked it nicely. And I said, let me go and make sure, brother. I got into the Ford Fiesta to drive to go to my house. But again, that feeling came. A pressing in my heart to say, get out, don't drive now. And I went out of that car. I said, let me go. Maybe I didn't lock the house properly for Brother Sheldon's house. Let me go and make sure it's locked. And as I got out of the car, turned and started walking, they came back. Those guys. They came, and when they saw me, they braked quickly, reversed out, turned and went out. It was just a few minutes. That's all it took. If I had come there a few minutes later,
Amen.
The enemy would have stolen what God had given to us.
Amen.
But by God's grace,
thank you.
Just by knowing and standing on his word, I believed. I said, no. The enemy cannot take what
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I went and I claimed that inheritance.
Amen.
And the powers, even though they came to try and get it again. But I wasn't. I was there. So I didn't even go back in. I just got back in the car, drove around, stood there a minute, and then drove out and took the car to my house. In the way, I met the guards and I spoke to them and told them what happened, and they thought maybe there's a tracker put on the car. So they said, do they know your address? No. Maybe there's a tracker on your car. They will come anyhow tonight. And this thing was beginning to steal away at my joy. But oh, I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to God's people.
Amen.
Because a few brothers had come to my house that night, and we fellowshipped around this thing. And it really gave me confidence in the word of God. I said, I don't care what the enemy can try to suggest to my mind. Me, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rest.
Amen.
Tomorrow I'm going to work. And when I come back home, that car will be there.
Amen.
Amen.
And I said, let's take off the patch. Maybe let's do this, that, and that. But I believed. I said, no. It will be there. It's not going anywhere.
Amen.
Then I had to pass by Brother Ellie's house in the night. I told him about it. He said, okay, let's take my Zafira there and block it. And God provided some security. So I'm really thankful to that.
Amen.
But if we were to stand on the word of God, as Joshua did, the Lord came to him and told him simple instructions.
Amen.
Joshua, here's what I want you to do. You go around. The enemy is already defeated.
Right.
There was fear in the king of Jericho. And all the subjects of that city were stricken with fear when they heard what God had done. And all Joshua had to do was march around. March around. March around. Rejoice. You know, footsteps is inheritance. That's
right.
What he was doing, claiming. And one day he started shouting and the whole city came tumbling down. This is all that we have to do, because we are heirs to these promises as well.
Amen.
If we stand on the word of God, if we march around our inheritance, and march at the enemy is a bluff, the promise.
Right.
I think I have a quote there somewhere about it. He's a bluff. He's trying to bluff you, even though he's a roaring lion. It has no teeth. And the paws are removed. All you have to do is to stand.
Amen.
If not, the Bible says, resist the enemy,
amen,
and he will flee from you.
That's right.
I pray that the Lord,
amen,
has given something little today.
Amen.
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 Your promises, and not be scared by the enemy.
Right.
There's nothing out of this world that we have to conjure up and do this and that. Just stand on your promise.
Amen.
God promised me joy. It's mine. I take it back. No matter what somebody comes and tells you to try and this and that, don't allow it.
That's
just
right.
Stand on your promise, and as sure as anything, God will fulfill it in your life.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you as we invite the musicians to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, who will stand up, Lord, in our souls, the Lord God, Lord, who will live our faith, Lord God, Lord, who will whatever, Lord, and bring a weight on our faith, the Lord God, Lord, who will stand on your word, Lord God, Lord, who without any shadow of doubt, Lord God, Lord, who will believe in you, Lord God, Lord, the Lord, Lord, taking you out of your word, Lord God, Lord, who let in your promises and your word, Lord God, Lord, the Lord, who prayed and humble, Lord God, Lord, this perfect place in our souls, Lord God, Lord, the Lord, who the Lord will live in, Lord God, Lord, who will express in, Lord God, Lord, the Lord, who will even glorify no other name, Lord God, Lord, who will glorify you, Lord God, Lord, as the better Christ of them, Lord God, Lord, who we ask your grace of this day, Lord God, Lord, who will bless you, Lord God, Lord, who will give your people, Lord God, Lord, who will give your children, Lord God, Lord, who will glorify your name, Lord God, Lord, and once again, Lord God, Lord, in the midst of the conflict, Lord God, Lord, of your church, Lord God, Lord, and now, Lord God, Lord, who will lift all into your hands, Lord God, Lord, who will you take control of, Lord God, Lord, and for you glorify your name, Lord God, Lord, who will thank for the testimony, Lord God, Lord, who will thank for your glory, Lord God, Lord, who will your blessings upon us, Lord God, Lord, who will in the day, Lord God, Lord, who will never glorify, Lord God, Lord, and we're going to walk around the Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will look up on you, Lord God, Lord, who will stand upon your word, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will bless your grace, Lord God, Lord, who will bless yourself, Lord God, Lord, who will make yours, Lord, your day, Lord God, Lord, who will restore you, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will bless yours, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will remind you, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will glorify yourself, Lord God, Lord, Lord. Even more and more, Lord God, Lord, Lord, in him, Lord, for my God, Lord, and his ministry, I ask you, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who blesses him with your grace, Lord God, Lord, Lord, and blesses him with God, Lord, who put into possession, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will help you, Lord God, Lord, who your promise and give out a rise, Lord God, Lord, who will take you, Lord God, Lord, Lord, and your word, Lord God, Lord, Lord, who will you yourself, Lord God, Lord, Lord, in your hands, Lord God, Lord, 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 Lord,
Thanks, Lord Jesus, for the word that Lord came and even the testimony that came to support the word of God. Father, of the truth, your promises have never failed. You promised Abraham, oh Lord, and the promise came to pass.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh yes, you promised Joshua that as you were with Moses, you be with him.
Yes.
You opened the Red Sea for Moses, and truly opened the Jordan also for Joshua.
Yes.
Oh Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Even Joshua could speak, and for you, God, to oblige.
Thank you.
Oh, you sun, stay over Gibeon, and you moon in the valleys of Ajalon.
Yes.
And it was so. The Bible says this was something that it never happened, that God should hearken unto a man's voice.
Amen.
And we know that, Lord, you are the same God today.
Amen.
You are hearken unto the demands of your children, Lord.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
We thank you, the Lord. Your promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
We thank you that your promises are alive today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That you said, as many that will believe your word of God, we have eternal life.
Amen.
And the promise your children, we are looking at, the eternal life, the Lord, you have given to us.
Yes,
and Father, we pray, the Lord, tonight, what we have heard, Lord, we will stand upon it and always look at your promises and say that they are alive and claim every possession that, Lord, you have ordained for us, Lord. Father, we thank you for our precious brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that, Lord, you have used him so specially tonight.
Yes,
amen.
Oh, bringing this alive, not a story, but something life of God to show that, Lord Jesus, you are still on the job.
You are still on your way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, our pastor could not come today, Lord. We commit him to your hands.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you bless him and the family, Lord.
Grant the Lord.
Father, we commit as many, the Lord, who aren't able also to come into your hands.
Amen.
Wherever they are, Lord, for the blessings that we have received tonight, Lord, Let it be their portion also.
Amen.
Father, once again, we say thank you for what
thank
you have
you.
Done. Bless our precious brother Wilmore.
And yes,
Lord, continue to use him, Lord
Jesus.
Father,
Jesus.
We want to
yes,
hear
Lord.
More testimony through him,
oh,
Lord.
Grant
oh,
Lord.
Yes. Even through everyone, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. We are blessed.
Thank you,
Lord. Granted us gentle mercies from our various homes. Lord, we want to go back, Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Commit ourselves once again into your hands.
Grant
that you grant us many mercies, Lord. Father, even we want to remember all the other road users tonight.
Yes.
Lord, lead each and everyone. Keep
grant
each and everyone safe into their destinations, Lord.
Grant
Father, even the rest of the week, we want to commit it into your hands. Friday, we'll be here, Lord. And Father, once again, we want to see your presence once again. We want to
yes,
hear
Lord.
More testimonies to the glory of your name, Lord.
Amen.
The rest of the week, even coming the week and Lord, the Sunday, Lord, all into your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From our worship to the Sunday schools and
right.
everything, Lord Jesus, we bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit will sweep over your church, Lord.
Amen.
Father, once again, we say thank you. Bless your children tonight.
Yes,
Lord.
As we live, we are not living in your presence. We go with your presence.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
One more, thank you. God richly bless you. It has been a really life story.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. This is not something you read from what? Storybooks. This is life.
That's right.
Amen. We have been reading all these things from the Bible, but many a time we want to see the whole thing working in our lives.
Amen.
And here it is.
Mm.
And it has given us what? The wisdom.
Mm.
That these people, the way how they play their tactics, now it has been what? Exposed.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at the way how they work. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Tell that we have a God.
That's right.
That always protects his children.
Thank you.